Hello and welcome to Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Train Lintner, and today we'll be speaking with Emiko Edwards, who will be featuring in the album Rodeo, Works by Aaron Copland, that will be releasing on July 31st. Here is that interview. To start, in your own words, could you give a brief overview of what people can expect when listening to this album?
It's an album celebrating the works by Aaron Copland, and it was created with America 250 in mind. Copland's often referred to as the dean of American music. So I really thought, what better way to celebrate America 250 than to create an album dedicated to Copland's works? And what I love about his writing is it's extremely varied. So you'll hear a bit of film music, ballet music, some of his concert works, some things that are a bit more dissonant, things that were influenced by jazz, just extremely varied. And I think it creates a really interesting program for the listener. And I think it can lead people to really question, wow, this was all written by one person. And I think that makes his writing really unique.
Yeah, I was able to preview it, and it was definitely interesting to hear all of this variation that, to me, really still all encompassed sort of an American sound, I guess I would call it.
Mm-hmm.
But for those who may not be familiar with your work, could you describe your journey as a musician so far?
Sure. Yeah. So I kind of stumbled into this niche of American music. I do play a lot of it. I'd say the journey began actually, ironically, when I was living in London and doing a master's degree there. And I had the opportunity to perform on the BBC Total Immersion series, which is where they take a weekend and they focus on one composer, which I thought was a really cool immersive experience. And so during my doctorate work, I had kind of free reign to do whatever I wanted in terms of my own exploration and programming. And I had come across the piano variations there in Copland, and I heard from a mentor of mine that the piano sonata was also a really wonderful work. And I thought, well, let me just explore what else he has out there. And so I started looking and found all these wonderful different works, and the BBC Total Immersion series came to mind. I thought, well, I'll just put together a recital of all of this music. And so I created this program. I did it during my doctorate. I did it a few more times, and the most recent public performance, I'd say, was in 2023 at the New York Public Library at Lincoln Center. And that was reviewed very well by New York Classical Review. And as a result of that concert, I was then asked by the American Music Project to put together a recital of all American composers for, I believe, was their 10th anniversary. And so just I've been exploring American music for a while now, and that's, I would say, been a huge part of my performing identity. Yeah.
Nice. That's amazing to hear. Now, I know the melodies that Copland writes are sometimes described as being more approachable to the average listener, though you've also been praised for bringing out those nuances in his work. How do you approach both simplicity and nuance in your interpretations of his pieces?
Yeah, that is a very interesting question. I would say simplicity is oftentimes like the hardest thing to do with performing. It's very easy to overthink things. At the root of it all, though, it comes down to the emotional context of what you're trying to, I guess, bring out for the listener. So oftentimes when I'm playing something, I'm very careful to try and just think only about channeling what I feel the music has to say. And that inevitably influences, I guess, the sound that comes out of the instrument and the physical way in which I create the sound. But I would say all of his music is very nuanced. It's just, yes, a question of the simplicity, right? So on the album, I would say An Evening Air and Down a Country Lane have a more simple quality to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And yeah, that can be quite hard to achieve, actually, even more so than something like the Piano Variations, which is a more complex and kind of gnarly piece in which you can kind of just let everything out.
Mm-hmm. Now, with a piece like Saturday Night Waltz, which was originally performed with a full orchestra and part of the ballet rodeo, how do you go about telling the story of the piece entirely through your performance on piano?
Right. So that is one I forgot to include in the category of more simple.
Mm-hmm.
That one actually I found to be the trickiest piece out of the album to perform and I think do justice to. I mean, he arranged this piece for orchestra for the piano, and there are some things that are physically quite awkward, I will say, to do, and the writing on the piano is very thin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in the orchestra, you have all these different instruments and a huge number of instruments producing the sound. I actually spent a good amount of time listening to the orchestra recording, first to just get a sense of the instrumentation. I actually wrote down the different instruments onto my own score, and looked at like how the timbre of those instruments affected the, I'd say the melody line, and the, I'd say also emotional context,
mm-hmm.
In that moment, and then tried to recreate that in a sense on the piano. But yes, that was an interesting project. And that particular piece I learned specifically for this album. I had played the sketch of it for the New York Public Library performance. They had a sketch that Copeland had written in the archives at the New York Public Library, which they wanted me to perform. And that was actually written in a different key. I believe it was C major. The final version is in E flat major. And so I had done this little sketch, and then I had moved to Sykeston, and with the rodeo culture, I thought, wow, you know, it would be really cool to center this album around rodeo and, you know, my move here. And I thought, well, I have to actually learn the solo version. So I purchased the arranged version by Copeland that had been officially published for public consumption, and learned that specifically for the album.
Nice. And as you were sort of mentioning there, now residing near the Sykeston area, and how the rodeo plays a big part in Sykeston's history and culture and the history and culture of the surrounding area. How has your time in Sykeston and Southeast Missouri impacted how you select and approach these works for this album?
Yeah, so I guess I kind of alluded to that, as you said, in my previous statement. Moving to Southeast Missouri was, I wouldn't even call it a culture shock. I mean, I've traveled a lot But I've always lived on the northeast of the United States. I was born in New Jersey and went to school in New York to Juilliard, and went abroad, came back to the northeast for my doctorate. And I had never actually been to this part of the country before. And so rodeo culture was something that was completely new to my husband and I. And I would say something that we really embraced. We had actually really never listened to country music before. I've become huge fans of that. have gone to some concerts. And we went to the rodeo our first summer. We moved here, I believe, in July of 2024. And that very first summer, we went to the rodeo and got to experience that. And actually, the summer after, my husband was the volunteer doc on call in case anyone got gored at the rodeo. And so with the album, I mean, I wanted to kind of honor this big transition in my life, I guess. And it was just kind of uncanny in a way, right? That I was playing all this music by Copland. I had looked at this sketch before for Saturday Night Waltz, which is from the Ballet Rodeo. And I had moved to a town, a rodeo town, right? A historic rodeo town. And yeah, it was really just kind of a way to honor that. And I mean, it influenced the cover design for sure. I had Ty Farrell, rodeo photographer, do the album cover photos, which were really incredible. He was great to work with. And that was actually my first week interacting with horses. I mean, I had seen them, obviously, but I had never actually really interacted with horses. And so that was, I think we finished the photo shoot and I said to my husband, what is life? Because that is not something I imagined myself doing, you know, 2 years ago prior to moving to this area. So, you know, it's just been kind of a way to honor this life change, and the people have been so welcoming here. And yeah.
Yeah, that's great to hear, and interesting to really hear how that's lined up with everything you've sort of been studying in your professional career, and even sort of with how Copeland's works, I feel like, encompass a lot of different parts of American culture, seeing sort of how you've been able to experience all of that. And what you've been able to take that to his works there. So I wanted to ask just simply, after the release of this album and everything, as far as you're immediately aware of, what's next for you?
Well, I've got some performances next season. I think a couple in Florida and one in Michigan. And I guess generally just more playing. I'm going to take a little break from recording anything right away. This is my first album, and it was a huge, I'd say, undertaking.
Wow.
I was heavily involved in the editing process. I co-produced it with my sound engineer, who is wonderful to work with, Jennifer Nolson. But yes, I was heavily involved in kind of looking at the editing process and all of that. And so I thought, oh, recording an album, right? The hardest part is done. I did the actual playing part, which happened, I guess, this past November up in Saratoga Springs, New York. But no, It was months of work after that point to get it from recording to now, I guess, this release period. So I have a couple projects in mind in the future, perhaps, that I might undertake, but nothing right away. But yeah, just for now, performing, finding new music to play.
Thanks for taking the time for this phone interview.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast with Emiko Edwards. You can hear her new album, Rodeo, Works by Aaron Copland, releasing on July 31st. I've been your host, Train Lintner, and I will see you next time.